Jenna Booth is currently vacationing in Naples, Florida with her family. But not so long ago, in 2015, she was fighting to overcome a grave disease, anorexia. Booth said she is glad she recovered and got the in-person treatment she needed when she could, long before the pandemic struck.
For me, when I was recovering, I was out a lot because I was trying to surround myself with positivity and good people. But seeing that the pandemic kind of hurts a lot of that, and school is online, it not only gives you more time to think about things on your own, but it also gives you time to possibly, if you're not still in the right stage of recovery, continue to do those habits that you had before and get away with them too.
Today, many eating disorder outpatient programs are operating remotely. Although Booth said she used to dread going to her in-person treatment program, now she says she is grateful for it and is not sure she could have recovered as easily doing an online program instead.
You can turn off screen, you can mute yourself, you can do all these things that will make it easier for you to hide from the things that you need to be facing. So I think that aspect of it would make it very hard to get treatment through Zoom.
Stephanie Haynes, a prevention education specialist at Walden Eating Disorder Treatment Center, agreed that there are challenges to virtual treatment, but the pandemic left her and her staff with no choice but to adapt to their approach.
The big thing that we're so proud of is that when everything switched to remote, we were able to put our outpatient programs online within a week, have a strategy to how do we reach people because they can't come in, and we can't just leave them there.
Despite the transition to telehealth therapy and online treatment programs, Haynes said that many people are still not getting the help they need.
I mean, most treatment centers right now have long waiting lists, and you know, we think that's, you know, partially because people are really brought, you know, to the ends of their resources with stress of being isolated, and it just exacerbates their eating disorder.
Haynes also said she has observed socioeconomic disparities that make treatment less accessible for some individuals, including a lack of access to computers and food insecurity. Back in Florida, Booth is sitting poolside, enjoying her happy place. Although treatment may be more challenging to get right now, Booth says it is important to take the first step and ask for help.
I remember the moment when I was like standing outside of the therapist's office when my parents had to talk to her, and there were all these girls walking by me, like going to a group therapy session, that were in like wheelchairs, and they were like sickly and almost looked like they were dead. And that was like the moment that I was like, holy shit, I need to change what I'm doing because I can't get to that point.
For Booth, this single moment of clarity was life-changing. For any young person struggling with anorexia, Booth has an important message to share.
What your eyes and what your brain is telling you right now is not how anyone else sees you. And you are so much more than what you think. You are beautiful inside and out. And what's the most beautiful thing about a person is that you are unapologetically yourself.
For WTBU, I'm Shannon Lyon.